motherfuckers take forever, and this stuff just sticks to my sweat.
Sweater?
Sweater! Because it was freezing in here. I should have.
It probably wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was. It was 62 degrees in here. And I should really have it on 62 degrees in here, but I really can't stand to work when I'm freezing. So those flowers are going to have to suffer. I got to get those snaps in there. I want to go
on. On that note, welcome back, Curious Ones.
We are.
Welcome back, Curious Ones, to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. Busy mother of the groom this week. Wow, holy fuck, this is a lot of work for mom. You know that, right?
I know.
I'm a little stressed. And I'm not going to put that out in the universe. I'm just going to enjoy
excited that I could poop my pants. I sent a snap to, Riley, a snap. I could poop my pants.
Oh, for reals?
Because I got butterflies. Riley's so cute. She created a group chat on Snapchat of just me, Isabel, and her.
Aww.
And she named it Sister Sisters.
Aww.
And I sent a snap yesterday, and I was like, I don't know about you, but, like, I'm holding back tears thinking about what's ahead, a.k.a. the wedding. I'm so nervous, yet so excited. There's so many emotions. So many.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that little event.
So many.
It's not my first rodeo.
No, but this is your first rodeo for your son.
It is, and that's why it's important to me. Pardon the noises in the background. I'm working as we speak. I have this other issue of humanity is I have this little thing called OCD, and I just want things to be perfect. And then there's not enough time in the day, but at the same time, I've been allowing myself rest and not to work myself like a dog, like I would have in previous years, you know, like in the flower shop years,
yeah,
where I'm really using this to be like, rest is important too, and you'll be able to perform better if you allow yourself not to be the machine. It's working out pretty well. I've gotten a lot done. Did you see the plant lady I built? The life plant?
I did. She looks gorgeous. Stay tuned, guys. Mom has a beautiful live lady that will be set up downtown for Art Prize.
Yeah, and the best part is I'm not officially an Art Prize. It's kind of like giving it to like the political side of Art Prize. Like, hey, I'm going to cause a stir either way. And then we're going to Mister and Wishes. I've got the college kids all totally excited about it.
That's awesome.
And within, you know, with everything that's happening in the world right now, especially on college campuses, that we can't touch upon right now.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, we can't. But we'll keep it light. But it is refreshing, to say the least. And the art school, I am floored this year. Has zero, really, installations for Art Prize. That is a kudos to Tara McCracken. The place has fallen apart when she's gone. And it shows, but wow, Tara, you are missed down there, if you're listening, because it's not the same. So, I'm on boutonnieres and corsage duty. How do you like the boot or the
words?
Hand-tied bouquets for you bridesmaids.
They are very vibrant.
Oh my God, they're going to photograph so well. I'm so excited.
Mom, I would put all my trust in you for all of this. Aww. I mean,
it's a good thing because brides get a little, even when they're family brides. I mean, I'm not saying Riley is, but I'm just saying, you know, I did Aunt Lee. I've done a few weddings. Let's just say. I've done a few weddings. I wish I had the exact number, but all I know is this is not my first rodeo.
It sure fucking ain't.
Hey, before mom forgets, the stuff from Amazon arrived down here, right here, underneath my feet. I know, right? That's all your shit. Here's your paycheck.
I know. I've been getting so many compliments at work with my earrings.
Oh, I noticed you didn't wear them today. I love
those. I thought I wanted to be a little baddie with
uniform.
The
I gotta find some jewelry for Jake's wedding. I got nothing.
I know. I need gold.
Got no time. I know. I did everything in gold as well.
We gotta get our nails done today. I did put us down for mani-pedis at 6 o'clock.
Okay. boy, no pressure. Hour away.
What Mom, time do you it actually... is not even 10 o'clock.
Oh, I don't know what time it is. Because I got to keep trucking. I got to work on Riley's bouquet next. Look it. So you got to keep going because I need to know how many more of these I got to make. So we have six groomsmen, six of them.
Yep.
So 2, 4, 6. Get them tagged. I think this was the one I made for Jake extra cases died. So we'll set that aside over here. I got to make Landon's yet. I think this was an extra one too.
I bought magnetic eyelashes because it's going to be a cry fest.
I'm not even going to worry about it. So your dad and Steph's.
Hold on. I need like a good.
I'm talking to myself. So this is going to be.
Oh, perfect.
Renee, Randy.
Excuse me.
Renee, Randy. So once you get to that point, let me know where I'm at.
I'm just going to list them. I'm going to put them by name, not room.
No, I know. But I got to get started on the bridal bouquet. Whoops.
Let's see. That one.
So life is just trucking on by.
Holy shit, yeah, it is.
I had to be here early. Of course, I got to see the sunrise in my rearview mirror, so that was kind of nice. Trying to find all the things that, you know, all the grateful things, all the things to be terribly grateful.
I know I've been doing that lately too.
Oh, I do it every day. It's like prayer. I have to. Even just saying thank you out loud is a prayer. It's fucking thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I typically sing it like that. Thank you to the universe for giving it to me. From all directions. Because I'm learning.
Riley's bachelorette party was wonderful.
That's what I heard. I'm glad. It's so important to have girls that you can, you know, trust. Jacob's on the other hand sounded.
I didn't hear anything about it. So I don't even know.
I'm just glad that, you know, your brother is not one of the dumb ones these days, as far as I know. Well, I mean, he's kind of dumb. Yeah, it's two different sides. Thin. Fine point and thick point. I know, right? Fun.
It's stuck. I didn't know it was two sides.
Hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Well, now you're going to have to use that and just write it till the wheels fall off and till the ink's gone.
Oh, fuck, Mom. I'm sorry.
No worries. Just one more thing. One more thing here.
No, I'm going to get it.
Can't have nothing.
Can't fucking have nothing. I know,
God
man.
Damn. Swear. So, poor John. Alabama John. Alabama John. I'm going to talk a little bit about made the mistake. His little pickle. Well, his mom has, or her mom, which he calls, and these are
her
his
mom?
Words.
Oh.
These are his words, not mine. Baby mama. She's, I think, Landon's age, and she's wearing a bra. Ugh. I know, and I'm like, she don't need to be wearing no bra. That'll stunt her growth. Well, she heard me say that, and she went and told her mom. So now John's had to prove that was true, because he never lies to her, and he's not really finding the proof, and like, it's true. Why don't you putting her little nips in a bra? Bra? Why?
I mean, whatever,
it is, but that's why I just get a little whatever. I guess I don't even. I guess you girls were wanting to wear a sports bra at that age, maybe.
I wanted to wear a sports bra, but I also don't have boobies, so.
Yeah, I don't either. I never. And now that I don't wear a bra as much, and it's like mine are perkier, better looking boobs.
I know, but my disadvantage was all the girls my age that were starting to wear like bras and whatnot. Had actual boobs, and I was like, oh, well, maybe if I wear like a sports bra or something, it'll give
make
me
you
like,
look bigger. Yeah,
yeah. So that was my thing. Be like, oh, I wanna try and fit in with my friends.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, most definitely. I think is that's what a majority of it is. It at that age, they start younger and younger.
Which is so unfortunate.
Because it makes me sound like an old person. But it's true. I mean, it's true. These are ticking forever. But once you get to the end of that, you should have a nice little list of what I got to do after that. And then if you see any glue or like little webbing on them, please rip that off.
Absolutely.
Because it's my OCD. Thank you.
Okay. Believe it or not.
These are going to photograph so well.
Believe it or not, the glue's not going to be in the picture. I'm just saying.
Believe it or not, the light catches it sometimes because I get it in here. That's why it's important to get it off. Just saying.
Fucking heard. I hear you.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I can't stand bitches that talk like that.
I know, right? That's why.
Kenya.
Hi, my name's Madison, and I totally got a question.
Why are you talking like that? Please fucking stop.
Well, what else? And I'll probably get lambasted for that. I love you all. I'm just saying.
I don't care. I saw a video that.
Oh my God, don't. We can't. Because in the light of what's, you know, happening and some of the.
I can't stand it. Because we have people that are
going on and on and on.
We have people that live in Michigan that think they're from California with how they talk.
Well, don't you think that's like the influencing thing?
And that's like they're watching. The influence.
Well, yeah, but don't you think that's what it is?
I mean, maybe, I guess.
Like, I get to sound just like parroting. But who am I? I like to talk in different ways because I'm weird.
Don't get me wrong. When I went to Kentucky, y'all have a good day now.
Oh, my God, the Southern.
I love.
See, Southern, that's why Alabama John. Oh, my God. I could talk to you for hours, which I do. When I got time,
honey.
But I haven't had any time lately. He texted me yesterday when I was down at Kendall because.
You good?
No, it was. He's sick of hearing about certain things that are going on
media.
Yeah. So, and I wish that I could have time to sit and create content 24/7. Once this place is sold, it'll be a lot easier, but. Wow, a lot of things we could like touch ground on, for sure. In that, but not in this type of format right now, because very volatile out there, and it surprises me because I'm one of those like, can we just like love one another?
Yeah,
can we just like all get along? There's enough room here for us all. I hope your Delulu comes true too. And I hope my Delulu comes true, too. Mm-hmm. You know how that works? We're all going to have a Delulu that comes true, too.
Yeah, it's quite the touchy subject.
Yeah, it is, so we're not going to talk about it.
No, I'd prefer not to, because I
thank you. But I do like to drop hints, because it, whether we like it or not, it is part of the bigger scheme of things, and you know how mommy feels about... I believe that the root of all evil is separatism. And wow, what? Oh yeah, I just ripped that right on out.
No, give me a little glue. I'll put it back on.
Oh, good for you. That's a good lesson for you. Just put a little tip. Poke. Yeah, buddy, poke it right in there, just like that. Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Oh no, I need more, Mom.
Oh, it'll stick on there. Trust me. Once it gets on there,
Landon. Is so nervous for this.
Oh,
he's like, Mom, do we have to go? I'm like, Landon, you are quite literally in the wedding. He's like, well, I didn't know it was this soon. You could have just like let me know. I'm like, buddy, we've been talking about it for the past few months. Like,
came up quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Coming in hot. It really did come in quick.
But like, he's got an even bigger role because he's also in Ben's brother's wedding.
Oh, this will be a good practice for him.
That's what I said.
And then this one will be a little bit more low-key than Ben's wedding, brother's wedding, I think.
And I told him, I was like, What did I say? I was like, buddy, your whole family is quite literally going to be in this wedding.
Everybody.
He's like, oh, really?
It's going to be one big play.
Yeah. He's been practicing his dance moves. I go, you better be.
Oh, that's cool. If they don't play September, do you remember?
That's a good one.
The 21st of September.
Excuse me.
They better play that song.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they better play that song. They better play that song. They better play that song. Do you remember
when it was September?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. We don't own the rights to that song, but I am allowed to sing it. Whether you like it or not, I can. Look at Scraps. Look at how cute that is. Seriously. And it's just an extra. That's going to be kind of probably Uncle Roy's. The pastor.
The pastor.
The pastor. Ordained minister. Sorry, excuse me. This pastor is different. I would hate to offend anybody.
Alright, there we go. There's that one.
I did read, well, I've known it for quite some
I
time.
I did read a poem.
That being offended by everything is an indication of lower intelligence. And I'm just going to run with that. You know what I mean? Did I tell you I made cow camp breakfast?
You did.
So do you think that I should give it out so people can have it like Saturday morning while they're all getting ready? Or do you think it should be for Sunday?
Mom, I feel like you should do whatever you need to do to make yourself ready for
Saturday.
Look at
how extra you're being over there.
You're already doing a lot right now.
I know.
And I am so proud of you for doing all of this. I really am. No, look at me. I am. I'm really proud of you, Mom. You're not looking at me. I'm really proud of you. This is going to be awesome. It is a lot of work. I know
it is. A lot of work. Maybe I should put my microphone where you have your microphone so I don't sound like a dumbass.
You're not going to sound like a dumbass. That's a typical spot.
Plus, is
it? Your glasses are not.
All right, fine. Because I got to get hustling on something else now.
And yeah, I am being extra. This is my OCD, okay?
I know, but we don't have time. I don't have a lot of time for that. So, six groomsmen are done.
Yes.
So, Steph. Your dad.
Steph, dad.
Renee.
Randy.
Who else is on my list so I can pull these off?
Great-grandma,
wrist corsage.
Grandma.
That's great-grandma.
Ben, Mike, Lisa.
All right, which one do you want for Ben?
Let me see. What you got? Oh, my husband can wear that one.
Okay.
The nice one.
They're all nice.
Yeah, but this one's...
Yeah, and it matches, like, the arch piece, all this green grass.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but who's on the list? Do you have my list? You got to cross it off the pink paper.
Gobble. All right, two dads down. Three moms.
Down.
Technically.
I'm not wearing one.
Two grandmas. You need to do Lisa's still.
So, Lisa, pick one for Lisa.
Is hers going to be like this, too?
I don't even know what she's wearing. Yeah, all of them are pin on. No more wrist corsages.
This one. Mm. Yeah, this.
Well, then you got to remember in what order you're doing it.
Oh, that's fine.
Unless you want to give this one to Lisa that has the black, that's a wrist corsage, kind of matches stuff, and then you can do a smaller pin on for grandma. You have free reign to pick from here, and then let me know what's extra and what's not, so I can start on Riley's bouquet.
So this is still considered an extra?
Well, either for grandma, or either for the great-grandma, or for Lisa.
What about Renee? Where's Renee? Renee's not wearing a wrist. She's wearing a...
She's wearing a pin-on because she's wearing a pantsuit. So this is Renee and Randy.
Steph and Dad.
So, Lisa and Mike.
Lisa.
This is great. This is great grandma, Riley's mom.
So, grandpa. Who's this? This
is Uncle Roy.
That's Uncle Roy. Well, let's do these two for Mike and Lisa. Or do you not like it because of the orange with it?
Well, I don't know what she's wearing.
I don't know what she's wearing either.
So it doesn't really matter because it's wedding colors.
We can do these two then. Mike, Lisa.
Mike and Lisa. Give her the bigger one.
The bigger one? Okay.
And if I have to, I can always glue this on a wrist corsage.
Okay.
So I can have those.
We'll wear the
I'll have a
fish.
glue gun there.
Okay.
So if I have to, I'll bring a couple of the wrist slits.
And then this is Uncle Roy.
Better put the couple of those in the,
Box.
yeah, to anybody that wants it, because it can easily be pinched on there as well.
Okay, so Mike and Lisa, Grandma, Randy, Renee. Is this one Dad? Or is this one Dad?
That's Steph, because she's got a wrist corsage.
Oh, that's a wrist. Okay, so Steph, Dad.
Sorry, Steph, I couldn't get a gold band. I couldn't find one, so it's got to be silver. Nobody will ever know. And if she wanted to, she could literally pin hers on, but I know she's got an off-the-shoulder dress, so she's not going to want
Right.
anything pinned on. I have no idea what Lisa's wearing, but I could always put these on a wrist corsage if Lisa wants it on her wrist.
Right, so
That was extra. So Uncle Roy, give that one to Uncle Roy.
you gotta do Landon's.
Yeah, but his is live. Oh
Right.
shit, I better start that right now. I'll do what Landon's right now because you got to put that in with the live stuff. I saved the leaves. But I also should make an extra one just in case. It's not going to die. It'll be fine. Sorry about the noise. I have to go into my makeshift cooler, which is the bathroom.
Is this one I said would be my hubbins? I think so. Wow, Mom, even with my phone.
Amazing colors, right? They're gonna
Yes,
pop. I
they
can't wait.
are.
I cannot wait. Great color scheme to be put all together.
Yeah. You don't think he needs like a little white
No,
or.
I know he does.
Oh.
But I'm thinking about gluing a piece of Snapdragon on there, but I don't know how well it will survive. So I'm gonna look in the store. It's gonna have to be something in the permanent botanical line. Because I don't have anything fresh.
White.
Well, I wanted to use one of those polka dot begonias. Oh my God, how cute would that be? But I'm totally afraid it'll die. I can't risk it. It'll die. If I could have found a fake one, that would have been gorgeous, but my OCD won't allow it. Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to find a little white flower. I think I know exactly where I can get one too. And done. Look what I found. Well, that'll give it a little pop, but I was gonna pluck off one of these snapdragons because I don't know how well it will glue to it. It'll die. But if I took off one of the little,
Well, we c can't we just test it and then if need be can't like day of we can yeah, like day of we can replace it.
a lot of bullshit, but I mean, put that in there. But that's kind of like the fake version. She's not going to stay pretty. I can't risk it.
Ugh.
I know. It's just the judgment calls you have to make when you're the florist. I can't have my name on that. And then,
I
you know
simply
how many people are going to be hugging you, that young man? He's going to be blushing enough. But if I could find something a little bit whiter, I would be. Oh, what? Well, I could always put like a white ribbon on his.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Do I have down here? In the handy dandy. Yeah, you gotta shut that air down because I can't have that going on all the time. It's a lot of noise. Look, there's some white that's on Jacob's. Oh my God, this is a lot of work for the day to go just by like this. That's how fast it goes.
I know.
It's gonna be so pretty though. I can't stand myself. So pretty. So pretty. Got a little fuzz nugget there. We can glue that on there. See, with a little pop of white. Yeah, but look at this.
You're saying maybe a little bit more.
And then a ribbon tuck. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, 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 mama. And then he matches Papa and Steph. And then it all pulls together. And Renee. Oh, yeah, Mamacita. How cute is that? We'll get some of this started. And then... this is the worst part, the twisting of the tape and getting it all situated so it sticks. All you floral designers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Whistle while you work. This is going to be pretty boring if it's just us. Oh, we take the clips. I forget how that works. It's not a continuous long.
Yeah.
I know. It's not that real and raw, folks. Got a lot coming down. I want to get this all done so Mom can have fun and mingle. You know. Oh, my gosh. And this guy, Jake says, this little guy in it, too. So what color ribbon? Do you think his should have a white ribbon tuck?
Is his going like this, you mean?
Yeah. Or should it pop? He's already got enough white, I think, orange. Maybe.
It probably wouldn't hurt to do the orange. If his, like, because his suit is more like a creamy
white, that's right. Tan. But I meant orange on not orange.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rather than the white.
All right, fine. Fine. No. Should I do some gold bling? No, it'll just get stuck on everything.
Gold bling? I mean, that would be...
that little...
yeah.
You like that?
I do.
Okay.
He's already excited to
wear. Oh, stinking cute is that? Come on. Where are we
going with that?
Oh, I'm not even close to being done.
This is already
just the first stage.
Landon's already excited about wearing his necklace that Uncle Jake got him.
Aw, that's awesome.
I keep reminding him. I was like, buddy, you have to remember that you're not the only one that's nervous about this. Like, it's not like that we're, like, nervous. It's just more of, like, exciting and overwhelming, but in a good way.
Sensory overload.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I was like, how do you think Uncle Jake and Aunt Riley feel? Right. Like, this is about them. This is their day.
It's gonna be a little cricket!
So this is Renee's.
Yep.
This is Randy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Randy.
Oh my God, this is so cute. Yes, on the gold bling, you said?
Yes. Just a wee bitch. What are you worried about pins? We have a lot of pins.
Oh, I wasn't sure how many are in there. But I like the bigger ones to just use for everybody, whether it's with the decorative end, and that way they can be boot pins and corsage pins. Do you see how freaking cool those look in there?
Yeah.
Wow. I should be a designer. Just saying. Kind of good at it. And I'm allowed to toot my own horn. I've been doing this a long fucking
Who the fuck
time.
have said you're not allowed to? Because,
Damn.
man, I agree.
Holy shnikes. And this is a lot of work. When you guys bitch about well, how much your wedding costs, very labor intensive. Corsages and boutonnieres at homecoming prom. Want to know why? Very labor intensive. And then you got to worry about keeping these fuckers alive.
Mom, I remember how intense you would
Oh my
get.
God, I hated it.
I
Do you
know.
remember when it almost came to blows with that lady who, oh my God, she wanted, it wasn't, her son was wearing the Dumb and Dumb tuxedo, the powder blue, and the blue did not match perfectly, and she wanted to beat my ass, and I had a line of people out of the flower shop after spending 2 nights there on a blow-up mattress because I didn't have time to go home to get everything done. And Aunt Michelle and Aunt Lee were like, oh boy. I'm like, just call the police because I'm going to hurt her right now.
I remember Aunt Michelle
Yeah, and
telling
I
me
think,
about that.
I know, and you know who it was. God, I shouldn't say this on the microphone.
I'll pause it. Hold on.
Okay.
Zari! You don't get to know this!
F.
I remember you telling me that. Okay, we're back
Yeah.
on. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's like, bitch, I'll knock you all. Like, who fucking bitches about that kind of shit? And that's even when you come in and bitch about plants or just anything. Why are it supposed to be happy? Just be fucking
Fucking leaf.
happy.
All right.
Huh? Great grandma.
Grammy. Great Grammy.
Oh my gosh.
My bad.
This probably is going to have to go perhaps in a bag like Jake's to keep it moist. Oh, I don't know. You're really going to have to keep an eye on these, Sonny. That's all I got to say.
I know, you got me worried now. I feel like my basement isn't going to be cold enough.
It's got to be dark. We're really more worried about dark and cool.
Okay, well, my basement's dark.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Don't you think that'll look cute? Do you think it needs something else? Looks good from this side. So when you're doing corsages, you want to make sure it looks good from all sizes. I can see right here it needs some dried, more dried, or another one of these.
What about not a second cat tail?
Yeah, I'm gonna put another orange one, I think.
Orange, yeah.
Or do you think it should be green?
I'd have to see
I don't have any green. Will you get me a green? Give me, I need a green one.
you have darker ones?
No, but I have that green grass. There's all that stuff on the table. Like, yeah, I have these. Because it goes, see, like if I put this one, because there's another one there. What if I put another one? See how we roll here.
All right, this is Great Grammy. Wait, flip it. Other
Still gotta
side.
put gold right here.
Do you want more of that orange, this stuff on the other
Yeah, I gotta
side?
put crispy stuff in there yet. Here, and then probably.
I love that green just dangling down like
I
that.
know, isn't
I
that
love that.
so,
Landon's
natural?
gonna be so handsome,
And
my
about the ball,
gosh.
and then it matches hit the little girls that she's gonna carry.
Randy, Renee, Great Grammy,
Would you like to
Hannah,
finish Landon so
Landon.
you're a part of it?
Sure. What an
Yeah.
honor, Mommy.
Yeah,
Thank
there. I got
you.
a good start for you. Now it's just gluing the stuff on. Perhaps I
Oh, your
will.
hair wasn't that.
I think I shall shape up his little bottom. You could even put a copper wire right here, like I did Uncle
Oh,
Roy's,
wrap around.
if you wanted. But I'm going to finish this up and then you can finish it. Bring it home, Sonia. Bring it home.
All right, so Mike and Lisa.
They sent me, they were still texting me, I think at 1 a.m.
This is Uncle Roy.
All the lights they hung up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got that picture too. I was like, it's getting real.
Show is. Alrighty, I think this is ready for you to finish Landon's. Be right here for you.
Okay.
Remember to put some extra wristlets in that box in case anybody wants to turn theirs into a wrist-corsage. That is also possible. Wow, it's only 10:30. We are moving right along. What's the date today?
Today is September 18th.
Wow. The last podcast dropped was with Alabama John, and a lot has happened since then. So bear with us, because I wish I had full time to create content.
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit. This place takes a lot of my time and mental capacity, but...
But this scenario is different. We've had a different, you've had a different type of busy.
Yeah, busy, 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 busy. I got it. Hats off to myself.
Oh, that's not, that's Grandpa.
How cute is this? Definitely going to be a two pinner when we pin these on, because some of them are pretty heavy. And that's okay. Oh. I've got to move this because I am going to start her bouquet now.
This is G-Pops. I've been thinking about what it would be like if our grandma, like my grandmas were here.
Oh my God. All they got to do is show up. Of course, real. Grandma Lopez would be cooking her full heart off.
Dude.
Mija. Yeah, my mom. It just would be...
I would have loved to see them be besties somehow.
Yeah, they would just be... They would be working it. They would totally love Wilda. Wilda texted me. She's like, your kids tell me you got a pretty good coleslaw. I'm going to need that recipe. Just because the kids haphazardly mentioned that they liked my coleslaw.
I thought she was going to reach out to me because Riley was like, hey, I might want your mac and cheese that we had at Thanksgiving to go with everything. I was like, this was at her bachelorette party. No one reached out to me. I ain't got time to do that shit now.
No, yeah, no. So they must have nailed down the menu.
Yeah, so.
But they are really, really loved. Cause they're,
they sure fucking are.
They are.
Just hearing the girls.
Great couple.
The girls talking to Riley. Emily and Kat and them about Jacob, like, and how they met and all that, and how
that Jacob is just, he is that, he is a,
although
he's just an amazing young man all the way around as far, but he can be a
Jacob
total.
If you're listening, I am very salty, and I don't even know if mom knows this, I am salty that you guys are sharing your vows in secret. They're not doing it in front of everyone.
That's so what? I think that's cool.
I'm kind of salty because I want to see my brother be emotional, considering the limited amount of emotions he shows.
He's a Gemini. That ain't.
I know he is, but I want.
Just let him have whatever.
I respect it, Jacob. I do, but I want to hear the lovely things you have to say. I want to know. I know you can be nice.
I know you can be nice. That's funny. He is definitely a very stoic young man.
He is.
He is. And that's okay. The good man. Oh my gosh, I can't stand this shit when it's just like... But Renee's needs a little something, something. See, that's why I can't look at him too long. I just got to keep trucking because then I'll see, oh, look. Look at what could go right there. So feel free to start doctoring them if you see a spot, because mom is, and I'm going to let you finish Landon's, which is right here.
Okay, where did I put those two?
You got that box ready with tissue in it?
Absolutely not. I do not.
Well, let me go get that ready for you.
Mom, you get your flowers for that. I will do what I need to do.
All right, fine.
Don't worry about me.
I am going to start Riley's bouquet.
I got it. Two more name tags, and then...
Excuse me. Better have a few grapes, though.
I'm gonna need the table.
I know.
But first, I've got to drain the nosegay that I'm using for Riley's thing.
Uncle Roy.
No offense to Uncle Roy at all, but why does Uncle Roy have like a little twang to the way he talks?
Because he's a fucking truck driver.
Like
I have it too. We got it from our dad. But yeah, he's a little.
He's the one that's got like more of it though.
Yeah, because he's. I think his aspirations are to be.
Where'd he get that from?
A bluegrass star. And really? We ain't from.
Because.
We ain't from the holla.
Uncle Roy, you grew up in Michigan. But you got an accent like you grew up down in the South.
Well, perhaps in a former life he was.
Maybe. But I just wasn't sure if it was just like, you know, how he.
He's just being expressive. He's a male Pisces.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it. But I just always found that funny growing up.
Because it's hilarious.
It is.
I'm debating whether I'm going to turn the open sign on or not.
No.
I know. It's never stopped him anyway.
And I will formally make a post myself if I need to. Fuck off, people. We are busy. No offense, customers.
No comment.
I will formally say I don't have, my mom does not have time to,
I'm gonna need
consult you on your plants today.
And I did announce it for 2 weeks that this was happening, so I apologize. Thank you for your grace and understanding on the plant lady side. Podcast lady side, I really want to let loose. Like, there's so much I want to talk about. Because of, in lieu of what's happening with free speech right now.
I can't talk about it.
I know. But I want to talk about it. And I'm limited on time. And I've really got to stay focused.
Alrighty. So these boxes are empty in here?
Yeah, behind the door. I would take the long, skinny, flat one. Oh, excuse me while I'm like rubbing my nose and such.
This one I'm going to use.
Yeah, so for the top, have you seen the Arbor thing that they're using? That like octagon.
Is it the
thing?
Octagon looking? Okay.
Yeah, well, Jacob broke the middle one. So at the top of that octagon, I am going to do like with these pods.
Is that something we're doing today?
I have to get it all done.
I know. I'm saying is.
Oh, setting it, putting it on that thing today?
Yeah.
No, but I have to.
When
have it
are
done.
We doing it? I have tomorrow off as well.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. I'll need you.
I know.
Yeah. So this is all the stuff I have to get done today, but I'm showing you. That's what. That way, Carly, she wants to
take pictures before of.
Well, no, she can buy it from me because these will be all fake.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll add snaps on Friday, you know, that morning.
Mm-hmm.
All the fresh snaps that are going to go where they got to go.
You said tissue paper?
Yeah. Just line the box. You don't have to, but it keeps them from sliding around. But once I feel like I've got Riley's bouquet, and then you have to decide what we're going to put on the girls' bridesmaids' bouquets, since you're one of the bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you to get the green and get... We're going to look at that before they go back in those buckets.
Okay.
Because you have to bring all this stuff home. So are you taking it when you go pick Landon up from school? Because you're going to have to make sure your air is on.
Oh, that was my thought. Because after I pick him up, I'll carry all those in, put them in the basement. And
yeah,
then,
so make sure your air is on.
Yeah, my air will be on. The other thing, though, too, is... I figured we would be making other trips to Jacob's today, too, because you got to come to Lowell later.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little stressed. No big deal. You got to get a game plan for... Excuse me, I'm sorry. The microphone is on, but Spencer, you'll do your wonderful work.
Leave my burps in. I love burping. I said leave my burps in. I love burping.
Yeah, I'm talking about the lull in talking. For there just to be a burp. Having me some green grapes. Yum. Beans out. And then after you finish Landon's, take a count of who's got, if well, who's off the list yet. Because there's three extras right here. Usually I take time to take pictures of everything. We're just going to have to make sure I take pictures at the wedding. For my portfolio.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, Riley. Debating. Wow. Do I want to put the snaps in first? Please just live and nobody break the snapdragons. That's all I ask. Is that too much to ask? No!
Alright, I'm gonna leave that lid open.
If you really look at snapdragons, they look like little skulls. They're actually quite fascinating. I'm gonna try them.
Did you get them?
They were gifted to me.
Dude, these are the best. Oh, these are.
Are they?
Oh, they're 1 milligrams. Yeah! Where'd you get these?
Sherry, the merch lady.
Ben and I love these.
Oh, yeah. Well, help yourself.
Just one little.
And I got your sister some, and I got some pre-rolls to pass out from Ascend Cannabis.
Holy shit, Mom. Do you know how much shit's going to be passed around?
Yeah, but I need to be able to talk about it because I want Ascend Cannabis to, you know, be a sponsor. Because I am one of their most loyal customers.
Did you open this pack, or did you?
I did.
Okay.
I tried one. They're very tart.
I don't like,
for whatever reason. Oh, I know, that was me too. I couldn't get the fucker open.
These are fucking childproof.
Yeah, right. I know, I couldn't get it open.
I know Ben likes these.
Good, you can have them. I got, you know, stuff for your sister. Whatever. You know.
Okay. The only ones I don't have are Jacob and Beans.
Jacob's is in the little cup.
Correct.
So we're going to try
Jacob and
let that
the
dry
ones.
Out a little bit. But also, we should have a backup for Jake.
You think? And we have three extra. Am I just putting the three extra in there too?
Yeah. Are you sure you've cross-referenced them to the list?
I cross.
Okay. Then any of those, as long as there's some orange and some pop, if Jacob's takes a shit. But I thought, like, these little two little containers, like Landon's, if his comes off, he could set it on the little table and put it in here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we can put those in the box, too. Because I'm creative as fuck.
Aw. Yesterday was so fucking busy at work, Mom, with my new roles. It was so fucking crazy. And everyone, I was like, try not to get all weepy because everyone was telling me I was doing a good job.
Aww.
Even my pharmacist and my coworker just texted me because we had a new hire that started yesterday. And she's like, hey, I know you're busy and I hate to bother you, but I wanted to let you know that Anna did really well with Aaron and training him on will call last night. I was like,
aww. That's awesome. It's good to be acknowledged. I love that for you.
All right. Bri, Derek. Julian.
Still a bit concerned.
Justin,
I know I had white flowers. But
Shane. Justin.
Wow, here we go, y'all. This is the most important
G-Pops,
part.
Mamaw. Uncle Roy.
I'm going to need you, polka dot begonias.
Dad Steph.
Fucking behave.
Randy, Renee, great grandma.
Stupid.
Okay, Mom. Those are all. We got everyone. And then I'll put the three extras. And then
to put
the,
yeah, put it in there. So just in case something happens to your brothers. I know this is going to stress you ladies out, but this is for a bridal bouquet, and I'm really going to need you to pull out all the stops and not do anything stupid. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Okay. Polka dot begonias. Girls, do not. I repeat.
Ooh.
Please. Don't fuck it up. Make sure you put a couple of those in there in case anybody wants to turn theirs into a wrist corsage.
What is the best advice that you can give your daughter for a long, strong marriage?
Best advice.
You got to talk into the mic.
Let me think.
Okay, come on.
Is it off?
No, it's on. It'll be edited later, so if you cuss or swear, she'll edit it.
I think the word respect. Respect. You know, you respect other people because you don't know who they are, and you respect them, and you treat them so nice. Respect. You have respect for me, and I have respect for you. And as long as you respect each other,
and that's the secret. One of the secrets to long.
One of the secret is respect each other always.
The other question is
then forgive. Point. You know what? Here's the number one thing: forgive when they don't even say sorry. Forgive when you're so mad.
Hey, that sounds like my message.
Yep. Forgive when they don't even say sorry. Just forgive them.
Yeah.
Forgive them.
Okay. Then the next thing I question got to ask, what is a great quality of your daughter?
She's me.
That's not bad.
No. No. Loving, giving, servant, heart. Comfortable in her own skin. Yeah, just when she sees something, she goes for it, and she does take everything to heart. Because everything that she does is she goes wholehearted. One thing that was so proud of her. And this is an off tangent. Teenager, I go, Riley, where's your phone? Because all the teenagers have the phone out in my truck. I said, good for you.
Amen.
Good for you.
So the next question I ask you, what is the great quality you see in your new son-in-law?
Jacob.
Yeah.
That he stays silent when Riley's getting a little upset. That he lets her be her. And that's hard to do. And he loves her. I've watched how much he loves her. Even in the silence of it, I've seen it. And so, yeah. Jacob loves my daughter, and that makes me proud.
Amen. Okay. So now I got to go around all over. All right. Anybody else want to say anything? I don't even know half these people. What? All right, we got another speaker over here. I got to ask questions. What is the secret to longevity in marriage?
I had to think too.
This is advice for Jacob, Rich, Ryder.
Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. So be quick to forgive. And move past things.
All right, the next question. What qualities do you see in Riley?
Lover of life, very accepting.
Have you ever watched The Girl? And when she does that joke at the bar table,
All right, one final question. What have you observed about Jacob?
Strength. Jacob is strong in character, strong. Physically.
That's a great compliment for a man.
Protective.
Good. That's a great. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
We are about to get started with the first dance.
All right, I got to ask some questions. First question is, what advice can you give for a longevity of marriage?
My kids are sitting here, but I would say just have really good sex and have babies.
Amen to that. Nothing wrong with that. I always taught my daughters that. Otherwise, you'll get it somewhere else. Okay. Next question. What are qualities you see in Jacob?
I think he's
and Riley,
I think Jacob is a super patient man. I think he loves really, really deeply, and I think the way that Riley looks at him is going to take them through the rest of their lives.
Good. Now, Riley?
Well, I think that Riley is just a super, super loving person, and I think that she's going to love him with everything that she is.
Good. Thank you. All right, we're going to get to the old gentleman here.
Where's the old gentleman?
Old gentleman.
I'll say it.
That's me, too. Question. I got to go around asking questions. Whoever wants to answer the question. What is the secret to the longevity of marriage?
I'm qualified to answer.
It's a tough question. I've been married 43 years.
Don't have an opinion.
Don't have an opinion. Okay, that's a quality.
Let go of your pride.
Would you like to say?
Let go of your pride.
Pride, that's a good one to let go of. Now I got to ask another question. What quality do you see in Jacob and Riley?
Everything about her is beautiful. Inside and out.
Amen. What about Jacob?
Two peas in the pot. He's just like that, too.
He's a gentleman.
I mean, he's handsome.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, Isabel, I got to come to you. I'll give you a question. You got to answer it. What is the qualities that you see in a man?
Like personally? Compassionate, empathetic, hardworking. You know, someone that's actually a good person morally. You don't get that nowadays. So.
Not only me. You've been married 43 years. Come on.
Not many these days.
So the next question is, your brother Jacob, what qualities do you see in your brother?
Hardworking, compassionate, empathetic. He may be an asshole, but he's got the sweetest side to him. He shows it to the right people.
Amen. Now, this question, what do you see, what are the qualities you see in your new sister-in-law, Riley?
She is my weird, quirky new sister that I, she's beautiful, and I can't wait to tell everyone how I have another sister.
Amen to that. Thank you. Where's Sonya going on? I got it. All right, Sonya.
Yes.
What are the qualities that you see in a man?
What are the qualities that I see in a man?
Yes.
What do you mean?
The qualities.
Well, my man, for example, he's got the physique to protect me.
So the next question I gotta ask you is, what are the qualities that you see in your brother Jacob?
Hey, I suppose that for the first dance tradition you have is the
That's a great question. For Riley, right. I think Jacob just holds that mentality to protect him and his own, like, Riley, mentally. Like, he'll fuck somebody up.
All right, next question is, what are the qualities you see in your new sister-in-law, Riley?
Love.
Love?
She's got lots of love.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a question I've been asking. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't drink. I don't
yeah, you got a lot more to go.
I got quite a few.
Did you get? I didn't see you over here. Did you get that second?
Your mom said that they're not weird about it.
Are they married?
I won't. I was going to tag.
Are they married?
Ooh.
I have
no idea. Most of them should be. Not really. I don't know. I think one.
All right, this is my job. Who wants to step up to the plate? I gotta ask some questions.
I didn't do it.
First question is, what is your secret that would sustain a marriage? What is a good quality that could sustain a marriage? Yes. Whoever wants to talk, let me know. What is one of the qualities that a marriage should share?
Honesty, faithfulness,
forgiveness, and endurance.
Faithfulness, endurance, young lady.
They're put on the spot. Trustworthiness.
Trust.
Oh.
Hey, I was put up with this.
Honesty.
All right, next quality. Who wants to stand up? What quality do you see in Jacob as a husband?
Caring.
Very caring.
Very caring.
Oh, he's got a heart of gold.
Yeah, same as.
All the above.
I can't believe you girls are shy. You guys are shy. Next question. What are the qualities you see in Riley as a wife kid?
Charismatic.
Full of love.
Full of love.
Honest.
I like that.
Loving.
Good. Amen. There. Go back to drinking. Yeah, thank you. All right. Papa Lopez. What is the secret to longevity in marriage? Your wife's the boss. If she likes that, she'll do your clothes and make your food.
I'm always right. That's even when I'm wrong, I'm always right.
It's compromise. That's a good one. That's a good answer. Give and take. What are the qualities that can sustain a marriage?
Honesty, number one. Loyalty. Always has to be honesty. You have to be honest.
Loyalty.
Love. And if the guy wants sex, you do the sex right when he says it. Don't wait. Because he wants sex somewhere else. Sex and loyalty. Sex and honesty. That's how the marriage stays together.
Amen.
That's it. Amen.
All right. Next question. What qualities do you see in Jacob as a husband?
Oh my gosh, loving, caring. I see a hard worker. I think he'd just always be there for his family.
He is a family man. He's like my favorite cousin. He's like my little brother. He's awesome.
What are the qualities in Jacob that you see?
Jacob's a good man. He'd be a good provider. If they ever had kids, he'd be a good dad. But hey, he's a good guy.
All right. Next question. What qualities do you see in his future wife, Riley?
Well, it's his current wife, actually.
Yeah, yes. His current wife.
Well, what I see is how much Jacob loves her. And that's everything. Yes. So I wish him well.
Good.
I don't know her that well, but that's why I see that also. I feel God love, and I feel they really, really like each other, which is huge.
Right.
Yes.
Because they took a long time to get to this point.
Amen.
I've
seen Jacob in his good and bad life. So.
Right.
Amen. All come along. Thank you, guys.
You ready for your groom and mom dance?
Jennifer.
Hello.
Jenny.
Oh, Eric can get it.
Eric can get it right now.
What? You're leaving?
Now we're talking about birds or it can get you. All right, we have come to you for some questions and advice. What is your advice for longevity in marriage?
I have it. If you wake up every single day and do one thing that your partner knows that you love them, how can you go wrong?
I like that.
Thank you.
I would have to say, Jacob, always kiss your bride goodnight.
Even when you're mad.
No matter what.
Never leave the house without a hug and a kiss, I always told my kids and taught them. Next question is, what are the qualities you see in Jacob as a husband?
Oh my goodness, that's easy. Jacob, honey, you're so genuine and you have a big heart and you're always going to love her.
Well, I'd have to agree. I've never really thought about the qualities in another man when it comes to longevity in a marriage.
Jacob's a man's man. That's what I like about Jacob.
Yeah. Just a hard work, just a good man.
Amen. Next question. What are the qualities you see in... Jacob and...
Riley.
What are the qualities you see in Rayanne as Jacob's
Riley.
Wife? Riley. What?
It's the Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, that's...
What are the qualities you see in Riley as a future wife for Jacob? As a wife now.
Oh, I can get that too. Okay.
It's so, love. I can see it. I can see it in her. When she looks at him, it's just true love.
Amen.
And then I see that she has tolerance.
Tolerance is a big one in marriage.
Yeah. I know I got plenty.
I know I got two. 43 years at work, so I did something right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, we love you, Jacob.
Love you, Jacob.
All right. I think this is going on Jenny's podcast. So it's going to be edited, though. I know, isn't that terrible? Why do I keep on calling? I can't keep in mind, I'm like, what color are we in? You know, because it's like Rand's in my mind.
Yeah. Right.
I'm glad I didn't mess it up. I did mess up the tree. All right, you two lovebirds, question time. If you had a secret recipe to sustain marriage forever, what is it?
Church.
Oh, what the church?
What I had. Same answer.
Next thing, what are the qualities you see in Jacob as a husband?
He's caring.
Caring.
Yep.
Strong. Strong. Next question is, what are the qualities you see in Riley as Jacob's wife?
I don't know her very well, but she seems very passionate about the people she loves.
Okay. Passion's everything.
Caring.
There we go. That's good. We meant keep it short. That's good. What do I got to do?
You got it. You're good.
We got everybody.
Trying it out.
All right, Megan. Three questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is the secret to the longevity of marriage?
The wife is always right.
All right. Final answer?
My final answer.
Next question. What are the qualities you see in Jacob as a husband?
He's so kind and caring and hardworking. My favorite husband.
What other qualities you see in Riley as a wife for Jacob?
She's got a free spirit.
What are the secrets to a long, fruitful marriage? I like that better.
Fruitful.
Let's see. Can I have physical touch?
Yes. I would say undivided attention, meaning no distractions from the TV, electronics, work, kids, is number one. And find that at least once a week.
Amen.
Yes.
Next question. What are the flaws you see in Jacob as a husband?
Oh, I think he's going to be loving and doting to her every need. Whatever that may be.
And what have you observed about Riley being the wife of Jacob?
She seems perfect for him in every aspect as far as physical touch, doting on him emotionally, just the way he looks at her. Man.
Love.
Love.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, love.
Thank you, sir.
Don't ask me. That's my brother.
I hate my phone. I don't know how to shut it off.
We're not shutting off. So, we guys need to be a favor. We're doing a podcast. If you would walk around a little bit with this microphone and give them to say something nice about Jay and Riley, which won't be hard. You don't gotta ask them questions. Just say something nice. Did Eric? Eric! He's just gonna say, I love you, Jay, and then just get people to say something in that microphone. Did you say, I love you in the microphone?
I'm sorry, I thought you were going to get, you were wanting me to like talk to everybody.
No, it's just that, yeah, no, okay. No, I was that. Like, why is he so resistant? Okay, that makes sense.
All right, let's go there and talk right now. This is Emily and Katie on the job. Hey, y'all. So, Terry, you guys tell me something that you love about J-Lo. Everything.
Yeah, I don't know. Really.
There's not one thing you love about that.
He's always down for anything.
He is down. Alright, you guys go tear up that damn thing. That one. Marcus, tell me something that you love about J-Lo.
Mark, you know there?
There's nothing you love about that brown color over there.
This is set up.
It is a setup. It smells like one. Yeah,
tell me something that you love about J-Lo.
Tell me something that I love about J-Lo.
Yeah. Morgan Jones, what do you love about J-Lo?
Why? Who's recording this shit?
For the podcast.
Oh, there's a podcast?
Yeah. Oh. We said earlier. Jesus Christ.
I'm like, you want me to list one thing? No. Just one thing?
Okay, we said earlier that he wasn't an asshole.
Yeah, no, he ain't no asshole.
No.
We can be sarcastic funny, but he's not an asshole.
Yes.
He's a sweetheart. He's chill as fuck. Go with the flow.
Go with the flow down.
Yeah.
That's what
always it's down to do whatever, no matter whatever. If it's chill, if it's crazy. Like,
you can totally talk about the slaughterhouse thing.
Oh, I remember that.
We were talking about that earlier.
I don't know. I'm not letting you know.
Yeah. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
I know you're comfortable.